This is Dave Glowatz of MrRadio.org. I'm here with Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
I'm all right. I thought I was mellow, but then you got me going with this heart project.
Ben, your column in the August 14th, 2008 edition of the Reader is titled An Artificial Battle, and it describes how the Chicago Park District allegedly pitted a local youth soccer group against some Lincoln Park activists. Now, the activists went to court to get the Park District to nix a deal where the Latin school, a private grade school, would pay for a new soccer field in exchange for essentially a lease for using the field during primetime hours. Have I summarized correctly?
Absolutely.
How did you learn about this most recent development?
There's just a continued exchange of email in their internet universe about this issue, and it's almost like a day doesn't go by when I don't get email from one party or another. Generally, the people who are battling the Park District on installing a soccer field in South Lincoln Park. And somehow or other, they sent me an email from the AYSO soccer board. It was unsigned, so I'm not quite sure who wrote it, but it was sent to all the AYSO parents or to a good number of them, which was just complete distortion of the issue and what was at stake here. And so I felt compelled to write about it.
The name of the soccer group is the American Youth Soccer Organization.
Uh-huh.
That email was unsigned.
Uh-huh.
Your portrayal of AYSO's attack against the Lincoln Park activists centers around that anonymous message that you said you got, and apparently it was sent to the AYSO's email list, and the message accuses so-called special interests of wanting to stop AYSO from using fields in Lincoln Park. You were able to find one guy who coaches for AYSO who points out that the activists, the Lincoln Park activists, had never said such a thing.
Right.
And in fact, have said the opposite.
Right.
But you couldn't get anyone who heads AYSO to say how they arrived at their position.
Right.
Or if, in fact, that position is held by anyone other than the anonymous emailer.
Well, it went across their official email. It came from the official AYSO email address, and they didn't deny sending it. And I gave them ample opportunity to respond. I sent email. I really wanted to hear from them. I feel that AYSO is a good outfit. They do a good thing. They provide soccer opportunities for kids in Chicago. They promote recreation. And I wanted to know why they would do this, you know, what kinds of pressure they were facing. I think there's a larger issue here, and that's the vulnerability of permit holders, how dependent they are on the Park District for facilities that, of course, are public facilities. The larger issue, which I write about again and again, is that we don't have nearly enough recreational programs. We don't have enough space. So there's tremendous competition for the space that we have. And we've replaced public programs with private, not-for-profit leagues like AYSO, like Little Leagues. And so these private, not-for-profit groups are completely dependent on the Park District to get the permits they need to play on these fields, and as such become an effective tool for whatever purposes the Park District has. The Park District is very skillful at pitting one group against the other. This is a clear-cut case to me of employing one group to demonize another group.
And you couldn't get the Park District to comment on this idea that they are pitting one group against the other. You often write about what some would characterize as the public be damned behavior of city agencies. And in this particular case, how important is it to you that you get the reaction of someone in the Park District before you write an article that casts them in such a light?
That's a good question, and gets into a much larger issue of how the Park District or how anybody deals with somebody like me. My attitude is at some point a line has to be drawn. You know, they're a public entity. They have a full-time staff that I'm paying for with my property tax dollars, that you're paying for with your property tax dollars, whose sole purpose is to get information out. This is in the printed paper, so they have almost a full week to respond, and they choose not to. It's funny, I got an email from one of the Park District PR people saying, you know, when did you call us with your question? And I responded by saying, well, I called you and left a very specific question with your secretary. And then I told him, I don't take it personal that you are giving me the cold shoulder and have continually been giving me the cold shoulder for the last 3 months, ever since I turned a sharper focus on the Park District.
You're saying that they have stopped returning your phone calls?
Okay, now we're getting to this other issue of how the Daley administration deals with me. The Park District, they return a call to find out what I want to know. And then it goes, I don't even know what the breakdown is. Sometimes they choose not to respond, and other times they do respond. Generally, when they do respond, their answer is pretty much meaningless and very vague. And if sometimes, in this case, they don't respond, so it's because it's so clearly obvious that this is an orchestrated campaign to undercut the position of the anti-soccer field. So what are they going to say? Like, why would you tell the AYSO people that they can't get their soccer fields at Foster until the issues at the South Lincoln Park field are resolved? The only conclusion I can come with is that they want to pit one group against the other. So if the Park District doesn't want to answer and explain their position, then what can I do? I mean, it would be a form of a very effective form of censorship if I didn't write stories because public entities didn't respond to me.
And but they then called you back and said, wait, when did you call us?
Well, they emailed me back. Yeah, they emailed me back after the article came and said, when did you call us? When I had left a very specific message, as is my style. I left the same message with the AYSO people. I sleep well at night knowing I do my best to get everybody an opportunity to respond.
Your email address that's in the Chicago Reader, do you get lots of what you would call leads from that?
Yes, some. I'm more of a phone person than an email person, so I still get a lot of phone calls, but yeah, I get some.
That's not published.
Yeah.
And we won't distribute it here.
Yeah, right. All the nutcases in the world will be coming after me.
Especially after listening to this.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll leave it there, Ben. Thanks for talking with me today.
All right.
This is Dave Glowatz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.